The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As is the tradition, Labor Day kicked off the election season as we head to November 3rd. Recognizing the importance of the Carolinas, the Trump campaign has had a lot of activity with the president making multiple visits. And yesterday you had a chance to meet Don Jr. in Hendersonville. I had a chance to catch up with the president's oldest son and spend a few minutes. Welcome. Glad to have you back in the Carolinas.
Great to be with you, Joe. It was great to be back, as always.
Yeah. Your dad has been in North Carolina a number of times over the past few weeks. What a great, enthusiastic crowd of patriotic Americans who greeted him in Winston-Salem this week. Of course, you in Hendersonville yesterday. The Tar Heel State is important and is Trump country.
It really is. I think more so now than ever before. I mean, even in 2016, I mean, we won counties that, you know, were sort of never going to be won by Republicans, you know, whether that's Hyde County or others. The difference between 16 and now is we've actually delivered for those people. We've actually pushed back on China. We've fought against those kind of things, the things that Joe Biden had spent his whole career building. We've pushed back on, and it's been a net win for the American people. You know, Joe Biden, with his support of NAFTA, with his support of TPP, with his support of China's permanent status in the World Trade Organization, did so much to destroy American manufacturing, American agriculture, the American middle class, really. And so we've pushed back on it. I think the people have recognized what we've been able to accomplish. And, man, it feels good when I'm in town.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe Biden, in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution a week or so back, there was a column by Wes Moss, Money Matters, and he compares the proposed Biden tax plan to Trump policy. Corporate taxes, for example, under President Trump, 21%. Joe Biden, 28%. Income and payroll tax under President Trump, 37%. Joe Biden, a whopping 52%. Small business taxes under Trump, 29.6%. Under a potential Biden administration, 39.6%. Help me out here. Who in their right mind would vote for a man who promises to raise their taxes?
I have no idea. But again, the media is not going to talk about those kind of things. That's sort of what we're up against. I mean, I don't see too many sensible people who, you know, we're living an incredible life under the Trump economy, where you saw record unemployment, record high new startup business, you know, numbers like you couldn't possibly believe. I don't see them going into a voting booth on November 3rd and pulling a lever for someone who's going to probably take 30% of their net income.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make sense. And by the way, more importantly, what they have to recognize is where that money's going for. Joe Biden wants to put a tax increase on the middle class by $4 trillion. You know what it funds, Joey? It funds health care, free health care for illegals, free college and education for illegals, free lawyers for illegals that will come in through the open border policies. Who do you think that's going to hurt the most?
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to hurt the lowest income earners the most, the people who, for the first time in modern history, were actually seeing real wage growth, you know, in the lowest demographics, which is incredible. Everyone's been trying to do that forever. These policies would destroy that while flooding, you know, already inundated healthcare systems, while flooding already overworked education systems, et cetera, et cetera. It's really a radical policy that would hurt the middle class of America probably more than any policy in modern time.
Yeah. Well, we know what Joe Biden has done over, what, about 47 years of being on the federal payroll. We know what a politician he is. You know, what a tough 4 years your dad, your entire family have had. Your dad's not a politician. None of you are. I mean, I had your brother Eric on for a few minutes last week, and he and I talked about the fact that as a family, you guys have all jumped in to help your dad out, to be a part of his administration, to be a part of his reelection campaign. I got to ask you, what keeps your dad from just throwing his hands up and saying, hey, look, I'm going to go back to a pretty good life that you guys had before this, and just giving up on it?
You know, honestly, he sees the results. He knows that he can do it. He's watched, you know, Joe Biden talking about the things he's going to get done for 50 years, but actually doing nothing. I mean, think about that, Joey. Half a century in D.C. I bet you people can't name a single Joe Biden actual accomplishment. I mean, that's incredible. So, you know, what keeps my father going is that, you know, he sees the results. He sees the difference when he goes, you know, to those rallies and he sees those kind of people. I mean, you know, I've had grown men come up to me in tears. They're thrilled with what's going on because they were so worried about losing their country to the radical mob. Yeah. Understandably, they've watched TV for the last 4 months as Democrats have sat idly by while cities burn, stores get looted. Now, remember, Joey, you couldn't go to school. You couldn't go to work. You sure as heck couldn't go to church. You get ticketed for that. But, you know, if you want to burn down someone else's business, no problem. Yeah. Go ahead. Have at it.
Yeah.
You know, not one person at the DNC even mentioned these things. So, you know, I think they see someone who's willing to fight for them in my father. I see, someone who's getting it done, someone who's results driven, doesn't just kowtow to the mob, you know, and even to the conservative side, pushes back when we need to there.
Yeah.
And gets it done for the American people. And so, you know, they're excited about that. You see it in the enthusiasm, and that's why we're all in with him.
Yeah. With me on our guest line this morning, Donald Trump Jr. And, you know, to me, it's a clear choice. There really is no choice. When you look at Joe Biden's record and you look at what your dad has already been able to accomplish. Look, we've all experienced an incredible time this year. Nobody knew anything about COVID. We've never seen anything like this before. But let me tell you this. I saw what your dad was able to do. I mean, going into to March, you know, record low unemployment. Who better to have at the helm when we get past this COVID thing to be able to do that again?
100%. I mean, that's the reality. Donald Trump is the guy that actually did all of the things that our politicians have promised that they would do for us for decades. Donald Trump actually did it. He's the guy that can do it again because he's a no-nonsense guy. He puts your shoulders down. He's going to run through those challenges, you know? Don't forget, as it relates to even COVID, you know, Donald Trump is the guy that shut down travel from Beijing, from Wuhan, and China, when the Democrats were saying for a month afterward that that was racist and xenophobic. That would have brought tens of thousands more people here, probably sick, would have overwhelmed our systems. You know, and they're trying to do a revisionist history that Donald Trump didn't act fast enough. That was the end of January, Joey.
Yeah.
You know, in March, they're still on the record saying, we don't know, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it, you don't have to do anything. You know, and then they write this hoax Woodward book. Well, Donald Trump, he downplayed it. No, he didn't want people to panic. That's not downplaying it. There's a difference. You're the leader of the free world. You can't run around with hysteria. You do rational things like shut down travel from the epicenter of a viral outbreak. It's insane that they can try to spin these things as negatives, but, you know, they will because that's the nature of the beast. And I'm sure we'll see, you know, hoax after hoax for the next 8 weeks. As we approach election day, because they've been doing it for the last 4 years. Why would they change now?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, and my listeners here in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, northeast Georgia, we talked quite a bit yesterday about Bob Woodward's book and some of the excerpts that we know about in this book. And your dad's right. It's just another political hit job. I think that's exactly how he described it. But you know, I got to ask you, what's your response? I mean, some people are saying, well, why would the president even give him the time of the day anyway, knowing, you know, that Bob Woodward's not a friend of the Trump administration, knowing that the president has done everything right. You just mentioned, I mean, he closed down travel from China. Well, at that point, it was an overreaction. Now they're saying, well, he didn't act properly or he didn't act fast enough. Which is it?
I think the reality is he wants to give everyone the time to hopefully they do the right thing. I think that we've learned perhaps the hard way that unlike in business and politics, it's not about that. You know, journalists aren't journalists anymore. Yeah. They are left-wing activists. And so when some of this stuff happened, you know, it's trying to give everyone the access, trying to be totally transparent. You've seen that in the response that we've done with everything.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was when they had tried to attack me and spent 3 years trying to throw me in jail. Here. Oh, yeah. Really? Here's the emails. They're public. Here. No problem.
Yeah.
You know, we're not hiding anything, unlike, you know, the Bidens. Unlike, you know, Hunter Biden and the stuff from China and the Ukraine and, you know, Joe Biden's brother and the housing contracts in the Middle East that no one knows about. And, you know, amazing. It's like he was the greatest home builder in the world. Minor details. He's never built a home in his life. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's going on with the Biden administration. You'll never hear the truth. You'll never get transparency. So I think we've made an effort to be very transparent throughout the process. But unfortunately, I think that's not the world in which we live today.
Yeah, your dad has been the most accessible president to the media of anyone that I've known. And interesting enough, with me this morning, Donald Trump Jr., yesterday when I was letting folks know that you and I were going to visit, and of course, you know, your brother on last week, a texter to our text line said, hey, look, you know, you see the Trump kids out on the campaign trail. Where's Hunter Biden campaigning for his dad?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, Hunter Biden made $30 million a year from his Chinese invest. You know, the Chinese government gave him $1.5 billion to his fund. In a typical fund structure, that's a 2% management fee annually. So that's $30 million a year. Hunter Biden, you know, he's probably really happy somewhere else. Yeah. You know, the media, you think if I did that, I'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
Joey, I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Between that, between the Ukraine, how about, you know, you think the media would report if, you know, I was running from child support payments for 3 years and stuff like that, like Hunter Biden did. And by the way, and so much worse. I don't even want to talk about it on the radio because it's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
It would be in national news. They'd cover it all day long. It would be totally, it would destroy my father's presidency. But no, they give him a total pass, and that's, you know, that's liberal privilege. I wrote a book about it. It's one of the great examples of it.
Yeah. Yeah. One quick final question for you, because I know you're a busy guy, a lot of work to do out there. This week, your dad announced 20 more names that would could potentially be U.S. Supreme Court nominees. You know, I've said over and over to my listeners, if for no other reason to reelect Donald Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court and the potential of appointing more conservatives to our highest court in the land, that's one reason in itself to reelect the president, right?
100%. I mean, because that's a generational shift, right? A presidency, you know, 4, 8 years, whatever it is. I mean, you change the judiciary, that's 40 years. You know, that's generational. That's so important. And when you see the way the left is handled, and frankly, look at the Supreme Court now, even some of the supposed conservatives don't ever seem to vote with conservatives. They just label themselves as that. You know, we need a couple more seats there. We need to be able to get some of these, you know, district courts and areas where, you know, like the Ninth Circuit, where, you know, where conservative things go to die, where the Constitution goes to die. You know, we can change up some of the makeup on those things. Just look what happened 2-3 weeks ago when, you know, a Trump appointee on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where I don't think there's been a conservative ruling, you know, or a constitutional ruling probably in years, so much so that they've been overturned probably more than any other court by the Supreme Court. You know, a Trump appointee overturned the California magazine ban in the most liberal court in the land.
Yeah.
You know, it matters.
It does.
It's not just the Supreme Court. It's those things. So, you know, if you believe in those freedoms, if you believe in, you know, religious liberty, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you don't have a choice. Step up, and if there's one thing, you know, Donald Trump has pushed hard on and done an incredible job, it's just that.
Yep. Donald Trump Jr., thank you again for your time this morning. Glad to have you guys back in the Carolinas. Good luck. Our prayers are with you, and we're headed to victory on November 3rd.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Joey.
Yeah, thank you so much. My conversation with Donald Trump Jr. We're back in a moment here on 94.5 WGTK.